This is Straight Heat on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
All right, joining us on the hotline right now, he is El Editor de Deportes for the Philadelphia Inquirer, the sports editor. He is Gary Patosky. Hey, Gary, how you doing?
How you doing, Patrick?
Doing all right, sir. So your Sixers have been one of the highly talked about teams this offseason, but so far they haven't pulled off the big sexy move. They do make a move today, and they acquire Wilson Chandler. They get Chandler and a second-round pick for free?
Pretty much.
How does Chandler fit on the Sixers?
Well, here's how I would look at it. Just to address your premise is that I think for the Sixers, obviously there were three players that everybody who was in the serious free agent games were after, which is LeBron, it is Kawhi Leonard, it's Paul George. So two of them were off the board, and Kawhi Leonard is a trade. So they're still in the running for that if Kawhi Leonard is still looking to be traded and the Spurs are still looking to make a deal. But I think that, they can look at it a couple ways. Number one is obviously they got into a game of high stakes free agency here with this very young team, with the GM just having resigned a few weeks ago, with the head coach becoming the GM, and suddenly he's put in the situation and, very quickly, boom, Paul George goes back to Oklahoma City. LeBron James does what everybody thought he would do, which is go to L.A., and suddenly you're stuck in there going, wow, did we just mess up? So I think that one of the things about this, and I was kind of making this point today, is that they have very young stars on their team, and maybe what the Sixers have going forward, if they don't get one of these big fish this year, is they have the chance to have a guy like Embiid and Simmons be way better each year going forward, really improving and becoming superstars in the league. Maybe they already have the guys, the superstars they need on the team. I think they're going to have to hope that's the case for one year at least. But I think that's part of the way they have to look at it. As far as Chandler's concerned, I'm sure that if Chandler is healthy, that he can help. He'll fill in a little bit where Bellinini would have been. But I'm not sure that if you look at the Sixers and say, well, if Embiid's going to be really, if he's going to improve, Simmons is going to improve, then I'm going to wait to see how Fultz is going to be. And if he's going to be a contributor, then I think that pieces of the puzzle like Wilson Chandler will be maybe helpful, but not really a big deal.
Gary, it was a really strange season for Markelle Fultz. What is the latest on him? What do you expect for him going forward?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what to expect, Patrick. It's a great question. If I knew what to expect, I would be the only one. Here's what's going on with Fultz. He's got a personal coach right now working with him on his shot. So they're keeping him out of the summer leagues because they don't want him messing up. They don't want him messing with anything else right now. Fultz's game is all there. Except for the shot. And the shot is not there because it's in his head. And this is what we wrote about this in the Inquirer a lot during the year, that it was a lot of more mental than physical. He had the injury, and somehow that put it in his head, something about his shot, and it never came back. So part of what made Fultz the number one pick, part of what made the Sixers make a pretty big trade and trade away a lot to get to that pick to get him, was his shooting. So they have to get his shot right. So that's really the focus. If Fultz comes to training camp in the beginning of the season and he can shoot, this is a different team, right? I mean, this is a guy who didn't play much at all last year. Suddenly he is a major player on this team. He's also only 20 years old, so I'm sure the Sixers will be pretty patient with him as well for that reason. But you could see just by the limited time he played when he came back later in the year that he has a very dynamic game, getting into the lane, creating, being very difficult to guard, very active on defense. He got to the glass a little bit, but really what he has to be able to do to be the player they want is to shoot, and that's what they're working on.
All right, talking with Gary Patosky, the sports editor of the Philadelphia Inquirer, with us on the hotline. Now, they get Redick back this year, and they get him at a much better price than they had him a year ago. I mean, they had the money to spend then, but You know, Reddick is a guy that is always talked about around the league of, man, we'd love to have a guy like J.J. Reddick. We'd love to have a guy like J.J. Reddick. How much of an impact has he had on some of these young guys and steering them the right direction?
Patrick, he's had a really big impact, I think. I think that what I'm seeing is that if you're going to build a really strong team, you need guys like J.J. Reddick, especially a very young team. The Sixers are an extremely young team on their core stars, which does not include Reddick. It's Embiid, Simmons, and Fultz primarily. So what they really need is a guy not only that can be a leader, can be someone who they can learn from, and he is a notorious preparation freak when it comes to his game preparation. He is always ready for everything. He has he's known to have these pregame rituals. So, but he's also a couple other things. He's great in the locker room. Another thing is he really wants to be here. I mean, he's been around the league a little bit. He's been in different situations. He sees it. He sees what they're trying to do here, and he wants to be part of it. And last year, he came off last year. The first thing he said before he left the building in Boston after Game 5 and they were eliminated was, this is the best year in my career. I never enjoyed another year like this. And that was coming off a really heartbreaking loss. So he genuinely likes it here. They like having him. He's a veteran presence, and he's a great example for these young players, a great example.
Talking with Gary Patoski. He's a sports editor for the Philadelphia Inquirer with us on the hotline. And, you know, a few minutes ago you were talking about Markelle Fultz and everything they're doing to kind of restore his confidence, get his shot, which you said is mostly in his head, and it would certainly appear to be that way. But the stories that have come out have been that the Sixers have been unwilling to include him in a deal for Kawhi Leonard. Should they be including him in a deal for Kawhi Leonard? I know he's 20 years old. He's got a ton of potential. What do you believe would be the right offer for the Sixers for Kawhi Leonard?
If you read a story that says that they are unwilling to include Fultz in a trade for a superstar in return, it's probably not entirely accurate. That's what I would say about that. If they could trade Fultz for a young star that they feel is a star, they thought Fultz would be a star, not a good player, not a good complimentary player, not the third guy in the three. They thought he would be a star. So if they think they're going to get a star and Fultz is part of the trade, I don't think Fultz would be. I mean, it's not my impression that Fultz would be the guy who would be the hiccup in the trade. But I would also add to that only Simmons and Embiid, I think, are untouchable. And they are untouchable. I think everybody else would be on the table if they had the right deal. But I'm not sure that anybody beyond LeBron James was going to bring in quite that big a bounty in terms of a trade type of situation. You know, and LeBron was a free agent, so he didn't need to worry about trading for him. But for Kawhi Leonard didn't play last year. You know, I mean, if he played, he played a little bit, but he didn't play hardly at all. He was injured. He didn't want to play. He didn't want to go back to San Antonio this year. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on there, and I can't believe that they would get rid of like a LeBron James kind of haul to get him. So I'm not sure where Fultz would fit into that, but I certainly don't think if they had the right deal and it matched with them that they would say, well, we're not getting rid of Fultz. I mean, we're best of them. I don't think they're there anymore with Fultz. I think that they like to be surprised here a little bit and say he can come back and find a shot again. This is the NBA. I mean, this guy, he's a year into the NBA, and he has got something mental going on about shooting the ball, according to what all of our reporting. So if that's the case, then, you know, I mean, it may never come back. That's the X factor here. It may never come back. So I can't believe that they would ever say no. We wouldn't trade Fultz in it. But I also don't think that they would necessarily throw everything in the kitchen sink at San Antonio to get Kawhi Leonard, even though Kawhi Leonard is a very good player.
So if you are, you know, you put your Brett Brown hat on, what's your offer to R.C. Buford for Kawhi Leonard? If you have to make it, what's your offer?
Boy, I don't know. I'll sort of punt on that one. I don't know really, because I don't know how the money matches up necessarily, but I certainly think that you'd end up with you know, a draft picks as part of the deal. And, you know, like I said, Sharich would probably have to be part of the deal. In fact, Sharich would certainly be part of the deal. But then again, San Antonio would have to want Sharich. If they don't want him, then that, you know, that's, I mean, if the Sixers have, you know, great pieces to give away in a trade, Sharich and Fultz would be at the top, and Sharich would be at the top of that list. And Fultz is only a good trade chip if the team you're trading him to looks at him and say, you know what, I believe his shot's coming back, and I'm going to end up with a superstar because the Sixers were impatient. If you don't get anybody to think that, then he's not a good trade chip. If you do, then, okay, now you have that on the table a little bit, and maybe Sharich. I mean, Sharich and Fultz and a draft pick, I don't know if I'd make that trade for Kawhi Leonard. I mean, Kawhi Leonard's a heck of a good player, but he did not play hardly at all last year, and he was injured, and, gee, that's an awful lot to give up to a guy that, you know, when's the last time we saw Kawhi Leonard be Kawhi Leonard? It's been a little while.
It's been a little while, and he's, you know, this is back-to-back injuries. He's had played 9 games last year, and when his teammates asked him to try to get on the court, he said, nah, I'm good. That's got to be a red flag for everybody, apparently, other than the Lakers.
Yeah, if you think about how Sharich played for the Sixers last year, would you really give that up for a guy who went through that last year and has had that kind of injury history in recent years? It just seems like, I mean, I'm going to say Leonard is a better overall player than Sharich, but is he that much better than him? And you're going to throw in a pick and maybe a guy who, if he finds a shot, could be a real star in the league? I don't think they're going to make that trade, that kind of trade, and I think that's why I don't think they're going to get Leonard. But, you know, like everything else, I don't think anybody really knows what's going to end up with Leonard. We only know that he wants out, and we also know that the San Antonio would rather do anything than trade him to the Lakers. Could end up on the Lakers maybe via a third-party trade or something, but, you know, so we don't know what's going to happen to Leonard. But it seems like the asking price for him has to be high because he's the only big-time free agent left. And I don't know that the Sixers, who are making such rapid progress with some of these really very good young players, who have a lot of years of great play in them, they're just going to toss him aside for this guy who, again, has had like real, real injury problems and hasn't played much lately. And when you see him at his best, back when the San Antonio was contending, you see, wow, you'd love to have him on your team, but that's not what you've been seeing lately. And I would be really reluctant to give up talent like Sharich and a first-round pick and maybe even Fultz to get a guy like that. I think that would be – I mean, it could work out. You know, Leonard comes here and he's a great player. Then it works out. But if it doesn't work out with Leonard, then you're looking at like, wow, did he give up a lot? And he just never came back to being the same Kawhi Leonard again. And that's also possible.
Gary Patosky is the sports editor for the Philadelphia Inquirer with us on the hotline. You can follow him on Twitter at INQ for Inquirer, INQ Patosky, Potosky. Gary, appreciate your time tonight, buddy. Great info. We'll catch up again soon.
Thanks, Patrick. Appreciate it.
All right, Gary Patosky, the sports editor of the Philadelphia Inquirer, with us on the hotline.